Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fake. Very fake news. Because what other kind does the mainstream media produce? But what's unusual about this, Lee, is that, and you don't see this much. In fact, you don't see this at all. Normally, all the mainstream media, when one of them's telling a really big lie, the others glom on and they all lie together. Rush Limbaugh used to call that the drive-by media.
Mm-hmm.
Drive-by media almost never betrays other members of the drive-by media. There are three rules in Fight Club. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, that is one of the rules in Fight Club. And that is what our mainstream media, as we call them, is. It's Fight Club. It's Fight Club against Donald Trump.
Right.
There are no rules in Fight Club. So if you're fighting, you could throw dirt in your opponent's eyes, you know, cold cock him, stuff like that. So that's how our media behaves. They are stone cold liars. But they normally have a weird kind of loyalty to each other. When one is lying, the others get out of the way or repeat the lies. For some reason, New York Times has chosen to tell the truth, just breaking about the Pete Hegseth story. You know the one.
Yeah.
Where he brutally murdered two guys left clinging to a boat after the first strike, right? He saw him there and he swore him dead because he's a mean guy and we all love drug dealers anyway, especially the kind that kill us with fentanyl. By the way, do you know there was a father on Fox News? This just knocked me over, okay? He's with the organization Fathers of Fentanyl. Do you know how many parents of children, underage, okay? Like, so under 18 and under, killed by fentanyl in America, there are?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, it's 21 and under. I read the thing wrong. 21 and under, right. Killed by fentanyl, a million.
Wow.
There's a million survivors, parents. So obviously each person has two parents. That gives you some idea. They're dying young of fentanyl. It's from the website. Fentanyl poisoning. It's, I mean, when you look at the numbers, it's, you know, it's over 500,000. You know, when you go back to 2018, 2019, I'll play it in a minute. So this is mass murder, but nobody cares because those are Americans, right? We don't count. But Pete Hegseth is mean, mean, mean if he tries to blow these boats up. And so the story as it went was that two people desperately clinging to the boat failed to die in the first strike. And so Pete Hegseth personally ordered them to be killed. The New York Times says no. Didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
The New York Times.
I know. If you want to read the story yourself, Hegseth ordered a lethal attack, but not the killing of survivors. Survivors officials say. So this is the New York Times obliterating the Washington Post's story based on anonymous sources, right?
Which is, as Rush would say, a random act of journalism from the Times.
Yes. According to five U.S. officials who spoke separately and on the condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive matter that's under investigation, Mr. Hegseth, ahead of the September 2nd attack, ordered a strike that would kill the people on the boat and destroy the vessel and its purported cargo of drugs. But Each official said Mr. Hegseth's directive did not specifically address what should happen if the first missile turned out to not fully accomplish all of those things. And the official said his order was not a response to surveillance footage showing at least two people on the boat survived the first blast. Admiral Bradley ordered the initial strike and then several follow-up strikes that killed the initial survivors and sank the disabled boat. As that operation unfolded, they said Mr. Hegseth did not give any orders to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, they're not going to bottom line this for you, I will. That destroys the Washington Post story. It's done. I mean, those are the three components of it. They're there. They're desperately clinging to their floating bags of fentanyl-laced heroin, just trying to survive long enough to poison another 100,000 American. I'm sorry, I added that part. They were desperately clinging to the boat and all hopes of life when Pete Hegseth saw them there and, being mean and stupid, ordered a strike to finish them off. Did not happen. End of memo. Not real. Not true. And Lee, yeah, this is so predictable. Yesterday on the show, people were texting me, are you trying to cover it up? Are you trying to cover it up? I'm not talking about it. I'm not getting used by these people.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it. I don't care. It's in the top 10 stories of the country. I don't care. I'm not talking about it. I know it's fake. I mean, you could tell that it's fake. There's just a tone to these stories, the anonymous source. It's always fake. You can just tell. So yesterday, very briefly, I acknowledged that it was going on, and I pre-bunked it. I said, it's probably fake. And that was it, because I'm not getting used. I'm not going to repeat something people in their cars are going to hear, and then they don't listen to the same segment the next day. And then now they think Pete Hegseth's out there murdering perfectly good drug traffickers. Didn't happen. Just didn't happen.
Well, they got their headline, and that's what they went for, Tara. That's all that matters is the headline is out there. It makes no difference whether it's true. I'm surprised they haven't referred to him as Venezuelan fisherman.
Right. Just a dad from Venezuela. Just a dad moving the Chinese fentanyl. Because where else would we get our fentanyl? From China. It's ridiculous. And, you know, by the way, just so we're clear on this, it's not working. Not at all. I've got this tip poll. One of the most accurate pollsters of the 2020 election. Unfortunately, they called Biden winning. But I'm just, you know, their accuracy, right?
Yeah.
Voters back military action against drug boats and leftist narco regimes. Support was strong across the board, with 60% favoring the policy strongly. Those are big numbers. Mm-hmm. 37% somewhat, with just 28% opposing it either strongly or somewhat. So again, we got 60% of Americans favoring the policy strongly. We're done here. I mean, it's just Americans want this. They're cool with it. The media tried to make up a lie. Washington Post, for some reason, they got backstabbed by the New York Times on this. And I'm sure there are a lot of angry emails going back and forth. We were lying. Get out of our way. I don't know why the New York Times told the truth, but they did. So, there you go.
Yeah. Well, as you said, you pre-bunked that story. Instead of debunking, you pre-bunked
it. I pre-bunked it. I said it's going to fall apart.
That ought to be a new word.
Yeah, pre-bunk.
Pre-bunking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have to do these things in the modern media era because of all of the lies. Meanwhile, folks, it's getting downright Orwellian around here. I warned about this last week, and I was wondering when other people were going to catch on about it. Real ID is not only a top 10 story in the country, it's trending.
Yeah.
This is not good. This is the beginning of the digital ID system. Donald Trump is rolling out Joe Biden's mandatory digital ID system. I don't know why. Maybe he's busy and doesn't know he's doing it. But that $18 fee that we announced before I went on the break that you are going to have to pay the government because you don't have a real ID, well, now it's up to $45. You can, by the way, fly with a real ID or a passport. So you don't just need the real ID. But both of them have extensive screening in the background. And the problem with it is the documents are photographed, collated, stored, and sent to the federal government. It is a true national ID. That's why they want it. In exchange, you get the gold star to wear on your upper arm. Sorry, it's on the license. Does it make a difference? I don't. Gold star, guys. Gold, really, really, gold star. Seriously. This is like they're so in your face with what this is. The star is on your driver's license, and it means you can fly. If you don't have one, they're upping it from $18 to $45. The fee, I like to call it a fine, you will pay.
Or tax.
Or the tax. No, what does this pay for? It's $45 I got to pay to government. Oh, that's the cost of your identification verification at the handy little kiosk where they'll scan your face if you want to fly. Yeah. Wait a minute. Scan my face if I want to fly. Yeah, but don't worry. We're not going to save the scans. You can trust the federal government. So just, yeah, go ahead, get your face. Yeah, make sure you're looking right in the camera. And the purpose of the facial scan is that they are going to use it to access their existing databases, identification databases, to try to identify you that way. If that fails, you have to provide, like, say, your regular driver's license, not your real ID, and they'll supposedly do a scan to compare. This is a national ID. It is. Let me tell you why. We've now got more than a dozen states that have already digitized this. It's in your nice little wallet. Now, here in South Carolina, we're going to fight this like the Dickens. They haven't digitized it yet. However, Lee, there is a bill to do just that waiting for next year, sitting in a Senate committee, to digitize real ID automatically. You get, basically the way it would work is you would pay a small fee and you would get access to it so you can load it in your wallet. Once you get the digital ID, it takes, according to the bill, we'll see what actually passes. If it does, it takes precedence. It becomes the dominant ID, becomes the dominant license. And it is, of course, a fully federal ID at that point because all your information has been sent to the federal government, your birth certificates, all that stuff you had to turn over, scanned in a national database. So, yeah, Trump, digital ID. Folks, I thought, I never thought I'd see Trump implement this. And especially a guy who has lost his Twitter account, who knows that this digital, maybe he doesn't know, this digital ID is the basis for the Chinese social credit system. We've already seen the censorship that goes with that. And we're going to tee ourselves up for them for the next time they're in office? Doesn't seem like a good idea to me. Oh, one more thing. It doesn't even matter for safety. Remember the story last week of the wanted terrorist out of Pennsylvania who'd been given, he's an illegal immigrant, a real ID? How do you get a real ID? I don't know. So bottom line, terrorists have them, folks. They can get on a plane. Nobody, this is not going to save you. Not from terrorists anyway. But it's going to tee you up for censorship by the Democrat Party. That's where this is going. And a social media and a social credit system.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline, New York Post, Chrissy Noem. We don't want them. Department of Homeland Security Chief Chrissy Noem wants full travel ban on every damn country, quote unquote, her words, not mine, on every damn country as she sends, that she says, sends killer migrants to the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Chrissy Noem proposed a full travel ban on Monday on unnamed countries flooding the U.S. with dangerous migrants after meeting with President Trump. Meanwhile, the Associated Press, Reuters, desperately trying to figure out how to keep the CIA's death squads in the United States. The what? Yeah, I didn't do that in this hour yesterday. I wouldn't do it this hour. I'm going to make this guy make sense. Because the story you're being told is a bunch of crap. It's for American consumption. Here's the story as told by the liberal media. The DC guard shooter, he just struggled in America. Couldn't find a job. Spent hours in the dark. Was going mental. He didn't feel welcome. He had visa problems. Oh, poor baby. Those didn't stop him from driving across the country again and again. Why'd he do that? They don't say. It was classic stalking behavior. We've seen this again and again. Remember the Christmas party shooter? The jihadist screaming Allahu Akbar? Remember the Pulse nightclub shooter? Yeah, they drive long distances to scope their targets before terror attacks. Duh. And if you can do that, you ain't mental. So that's how the media is telling the story. He sat in the dark room. He had mental health problems. He was beginning to crack. And then there's how the New York Post tells it. Why was he sitting in a dark room for hours a day, according to mayor to neighbors? Oh, he's playing video games. Oh. Couldn't get a job? No. Didn't want the work offered to him. He was too good for that. Gave in to his jihadi, Democrat-fueled rage. That's what really happens. See, if you're so mental, if you're suicidal because you're just down and depressed, you know what that means? You're not motivated. You're not motivated. We're supposed to believe he sat in a dark room. Yeah, because he's playing video games all day long. That's what his neighbors told the New York Post. Sat in a dark room, but was so motivated he would take these very strange trips all across the country. Yes, he's looking for Americans to kill. That's what a trained death squad member who is a jihadi does. Girl, we have got to wake up. Wake up. We are so lulled into complacency by our stupidity, by the way we live. Laura Ingraham really nailed this. This is what it sounds like if the media is not lying about this trained killer.
According to the Washington Post, like many Afghans who would work for the United States, he appeared to struggle to adapt to his new circumstances and refused to take many of the entry-level jobs available to him as a recent immigrant.
Refused.
And could there be more like him? After all, many former zero-unit fighters, according to the Post, have been struggling to adjust to a life in a country whose language and culture they don't understand. Of course they don't understand it. Afghanistan, I'm sorry, is a hellhole. And these soldiers turned refugees spent years seeing it blown apart. So it's PTSD plus a total culture shock equals zero, and I mean zero chance of assimilation. Now, NBC said that refugees' frustration with visa issues and failure to have meaningful work also may play a part in the refugees' emotional challenges. Of course, many Americans share that same frustration when they lose their jobs or can't find a job. They find and get into despair. We know that. But now we have potentially thousands of ticking time bombs
on our hands. It's 12,000. There's 12,000.
Afghans who went from being well-paid elite fighters to maybe, if they're lucky, Uber drivers. Now, more from the Post. The combination of years of high-stress combat in Afghanistan and a different kind of stress in the U.S., struggling to support a family in a foreign environment, leaves many of these young men particularly vulnerable. I read that and I thought, imagine if the Washington Post worried as much about young American men who feel vulnerable because society has turned against them. And
they didn't get their visas right away and they had no choice but to kill in between video games because he didn't feel like working. Ah, these people. No, that's not what happened. No, he's a train killer. The CIA brought their death squads here. Let me repeat that. The CIA brought their death squads here. You want to know what really happened here? He didn't get a job because he was planning on a terror attack. He probably thought he'd die in it. Wait. What do you mean by death squads? Folks, you need to see this John Solomon article and then follow the links on it. It's in my Twitter feed. It's from Just the News. And he's not the only one reporting this, just the reporting scattered. The CIA had death squads. And you'll see, I've screenshotted it. Fox News briefly covered it. Known for their brutality, called death squads. How many people? 12,000. The units operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. Why? Deniability. They killed a lot of people. You think you could bring people like that here? Who were they? Was some nice guys, mom, apple pie, you know, they wanted a Big Mac, loved America. They loved to fight for it. No. No, that's not who these people are. The CIA operated with them out of their highly secretive Eagle base that they kept. These are jihadis, folks. They fight and kill for two reasons. Number one, good money. The CIA paid for them, paid them to do it. But number two, ethnic and tribal reasons. In other words, because you fought for America does not mean you like us. It means you have beef along ethnic and tribal reasons with the Taliban members. You're a jihadi too. It's just you want to rule. You want your tribe to rule, not someone of another perceived ethnicity. You can't bring people like this here. They are, let me quote Fox, known for their brutality, called death squads. But the CIA did. They brought all of them here. Why? Why? Why would you bring death squads here? Oh, because the Taliban would kill them. No, they won't. How do I know? They worked with the Taliban, to secure the Kabul airport. They didn't kill each other. They sure look like they were friends. Folks, remember this was a period when USAID was working with the CIA to fund the Taliban's poppy farms. Trump was the president, so that they could increase by 8 times the poppy farms' profitability so you could buy more IEDs to kill more Americans. You understand? It's not real clear that the CIA was on America's side when they were training these death squads. And they brought them all here. So this idea, he was just trying to fit in and they wouldn't give him a visa and he sat in the dark room. Yeah, playing video games. Because he was getting ready to kill. That's why he regularly took those trips, seemed highly motivated, not very depressed then. Why? He was scoping his target. He is a death squad killer, and there are 11,099 more of them. And Trump needs to find them right now and get them the hell out. And then he needs to answer the question, why did the CIA want them here so badly that they shoved Americans aside on the rescue flights? Oh, we're going to get into this next. Wait to hear the details of this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Associated Press, Reuters in full spin mode. They want you to think the poor immigrant was just, you know, was just struggling so hard to fit in, and he had mental problems and sat in the dark for hours a day. It's hilarious, the contrast. So you go over to New York Post and they're interviewing his neighbors. This is the National Guard shooter, the terrorist. And they're like, yeah, he sat in the dark for hours a day because he played video games. That's all he did. Did he want to work? Yeah, he was offered multiple entry-level jobs, turned him down, thought they were beneath him. Well, you would too if Joe Biden was paying for all your bills. You'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that. I hate America. I'm not working. This crazy idea that, well, you know, he was on the verge of suicide, the poor guy. I mean, he just, wow. You know when you get like that, you get depressed? You're not really motivated to do things like, I don't know, take long road trips, which he was doing. Why? To scout his targets. It's classic jihadi terror attack behavior. Whether he was radicalized here by the Democrats or in his own country by jihadists, or maybe here by jihadists. Hard to tell Democrats from jihadists these days, so. And you look into this guy's background. It's trying to make him sound like he's really normal. No, he's not. None of this is normal. Here is from the New York Times interview with his landlord, Christina Widman. She owned the property and was rented to him and his family. So how'd she meet that? You know, that's a kind of a funny story. She said in the interview, the rental was set up through George Soros-linked World Relief. They've got hundreds of millions of dollars of federal money. And they just came in, paid the first month, last month, got him in there, moved him in there. Who are we moving in here? Why is World Relief moving these people in here when they are death squad killers? So bad, and you could see this on my X feed, I screenshotted it for you from Fox News. The 03s, called Zeros, quote, known for their brutality called death squads. Again, I've got all of my sources. You can scroll through and see them on my X feed. These units were so brutal, they operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. What deniability? But I heard that the CIA vetted this guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Cool. Wonder how that went? According to Trump's counterterrorism chief, they did vet him for suitability to hand him money and a gun to kill al-Qaeda and the Taliban, supposedly, in Afghanistan. Not to move here. Folks, again, these people so bad that they operated outside the chain of command. So that culpability for their acts of brutality could not be pinned on Americans. On American, you know, leadership. America is so silly. Okay, you know how they tell us the story of, wow, this guy, he was such a brave translator. And he risked his life to embed with our guys. He even saved a couple of them once. That's not who this is. That's not even close to who this is. These are brutal killers. Many of them, again, jihadists themselves. And the reason you can exploit them to get them to fight is because often their beef with the Taliban is along ethnic lines or tribal lines. They are all jihadists. They will bear you up to your neck and stone you to death. They are not America, mom, apple pie, just want to be free. There's none of that. According to John Solomon's piece, the CIA consumed fully 33% of the space in the evacuation flights, sometimes forcing Americans to wait while they took the space. For who? Well, for guys like this, for their death squad. How many of these zeros did they bring in, these death squad members? 12,000. 12,000? 12,000. Well, like, how are they vetted, though? Because the mainstream media told me they're vetted. Fox News said they were vetted. They're not vetted. Here's the guy who would know. His name is Joe Kent, and he is Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center. Here's what he says. It is true the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor. So let me get it straight. They send the death squad member in, the brutal killer. Guy's so bad, they won't even acknowledge these guys exist when they're in Afghanistan. They're outside our chain of command. They send him in, and a George Soros-linked charity using federal dollars settles him. Make sure his rent's paid. He's nothing to worry about. And he can just, you know, go into a dark room and play all the video games he wants. While his five kids live off the back of the American taxpayer who, last time I looked, was struggling to pay for food. So what is the normal standard for screening someone who would come like this into the country? It's called the special immigrant visa because you come from a country where odds are you have anti-American views and may want to kill us. Your government does. During Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, his administration negligently used the vetting standard described above, i.e., here's a gun and some money, kill the Taliban for us. That's the vetting standard here in Afghanistan. Normally, if you come to America, you'd use the SIV standard, special immigrant visas, which is an enhanced vetting because you come from a terrorist country. They loaded 12,000 of them on the plane, often pushing Americans aside. They brought their entire Afghan death squad here. Why? Oh, I have a feeling we're going to find out. We're going to find out. There's a reason. Hardcore trained killers and 25,000 of their family members as well, just shoved on the planes by the CIA. In John Solomon's article, it even says no one was exactly sure who they were bringing, but the CIA had reserved the seats. Oh, and this idea that, well, we had to trade him that because, see, after Afghanistan collapsed because Joe was eating an ice cream cone, we needed safety. We needed protection to get to Kabul airport. Lie. lie, because we would later that the CIA claimed that. We would later find out, no, one of our generals flew to Qatar and insisted the Taliban take over before the engineered collapse of Afghanistan. The Taliban, by the way, did not want to. They're like, nah, you guys can do it. We're not going to do it. We insisted, Biden's general insisted that the Taliban take control. It didn't fall to the Taliban. We gave it to them. By the way, we'd spent 20 years training the Afghan army to do just that. Keep us safe, keep the country safe. We bypassed them, turned it over to the enemy. And then we sent in the zeros to help the Taliban. And the weirdest thing, they didn't kill each other. Now they kind of seem like friends. Anyway, they're all here now. Wonder what they'll be up to in coming years. Do you see all of Luigi Mangione's fans? I swear, folks, the fanboyism around Luigi Mangione, the killer, the Marxist killer of the healthcare company CEO, the fanfare around him is why Charlie Kirk is dead. This is, by the way, New York State Democrats understand fundamentally how popular he is. And so there's been all kinds of maneuvering to not drop all the charges against him. But, you know, it seems like every third time he's in court, we either get a charge dropped or something downgraded. Or, yeah, they're working their way up to this guy walking out the door. I don't know if he won't, you know, I don't know if he'd be found totally innocent. But don't be surprised if a jury lets him off. He is uber popular. He's the Che Guevara of his generation. Now we have this absurdity overnight. As, by the way, his fans who dress up like him mob the outside of the courthouse. They pack every seat in the courthouse. They love him. As people with sense, i.e. Republicans at the DOJ, try to talk some sense into New York State prosecutors. Headline, Luigi Mangione case, the DOJ, says Pam Bondi, Trump crew, demands potential death penalty stay on the table. This is what, because they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're moving to, well, you know, might have been a cold-blooded premeditated killing involving a manifesto, but you don't know, we really need the death penalty here. He's so cute. Look what he's inspired. I mean, Charlie Kirk is dead. You don't think this guy's popular? Go look at Blue Sky right now. Now go look at it. Go look at it. They love him. They have total bloodlust. This is why in these polls, the percentage supporting assassination on the left goes up and up and up and up. So now the Justice Department lawyers have had to step in and push back to keep the death penalty on the table. I'm telling you what, by the time they're done, he'll get jaywalking if we don't push back. This is where the left is going, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.